You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show. It is Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, SiriusXM 80, the ESPN app, and all of our great ESPN stations across the country. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman back in her normal chair, Chris Canty in his normal chair. I am
Evan
Cohen.
What up, though? Good morning, everybody. It is a good morning, the best of mornings, because now the move is finally behind me, Smalls. And can I say this, like, this is the part of adulting that sucks the most.
Oh, yeah.
When you have to move, especially when you add that extra layer of New York City traffic, yeah, it is absolutely the worst. Like, it took me a full 2 days to move from one apartment to the other one. Like, it is just absolutely wild. I wish there was a better way to do things. And before anybody out there tries to say something about me being cheap, I did hire movers. But I felt like for the headache that the movers put me through, I should have moved all of the stuff myself.
Really?
That's how bad it was. Yeah. I mean, the movers got there at my place on Monday, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The movers didn't get out of my hair. They didn't leave my new apartment until 10:30 on Monday night.
P.M.?
P.M. I just like, guys, it's five of y'all. How many movers does it take to move my stuff?
How much stuff do you have?
But that's the whole point. I was actually getting rid of stuff. Like, there was stuff that they didn't bring to the new place. I was just like, yeah, leave it by the curb. Like, we're not taking that. It's cool. I didn't understand.
What'd you leave there?
I may drive over there.
We left the dresser.
Oh, really?
We left some nightstands.
What's going on here?
That's what I'm saying.
Heads up next time.
No, you always say that's being a bad teammate. We have three people in this room, including Rob, our social and digital guy, especially Rob, that would have taken this stuff.
I mean,
What's going on here?
I mean, this stuff is old, though.
So?
That's okay.
I'm serious. This stuff is like when I graduated from college old. And so my wife got to the point where like, look, let's be adults. Let's get adult furniture, you know, stuff that actually matches. So here's the thing. The movers didn't have to move all of this stuff into the new place. We literally bought all new stuff. Like, bought a brand new bedroom suit, bought a brand new couch. Bought a brand new media console, brand new coffee table. We're buying all this new stuff. The new company is moving the new stuff in. So it's not like the movers have to move all of the stuff from the old place.
So what were they doing then? Hanging out?
That's a great question, Smalls. I do not know.
Did they have to hook things up?
That is a great question. They must have been lounging on the couch watching TV.
Did they have to hook up like TVs and that kind of
No, I hired somebody separately to mount the TVs.
What were they doing? I don't know.
I do not know.
One of the things that I moved a couple of years ago, one of the things that was an issue was like the size of a couch relative to a doorway, so they had to take things apart to get it through. Did they have to do that?
Well, it was a sectional couch, but it just unsnaps.
Okay, and well, then I don't know what to tell you.
And here's the thing. The sectional couch didn't come with us because we got an all-new couch.
I have
no idea what they were doing.
I don't know what was happening there, but it sounds like you must have a great new spot and they just wanted to hang out for the day. Like, this is our job for the day.
No, they were at the old spot, though. I guess they liked the old spot. I don't know.
Maybe.
They were just like, listen, we're going to lounge. He's not around. Let's just Cadillac and take our time with this thing. I have no idea. But here's the thing, though. There are a few things in life that are as stressful as moving. And it's like,
oh yeah,
and it's one of those things that looms over you. So first of all, the place that I moved into, you can't move during the weekend. So Saturday and Sundays are out. You have to move during a weekday.
Yeah.
So like,
they have a lot of windows in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to take off the last couple of days just to get the move done. Now, I had no intentions of taking off yesterday. It was just going to be Monday. But because I had the Cadillacs of all movers, like it bled into Tuesday. And so when I'm calling Nuno on Monday afternoon to give him the heads up, he got a little salty with me. But then I came back and tried to explain to him, like, look, dog, this is not going according to plan. And it's because of these movers. But then it's just like, man, when you have to go through the daunting task of packing up all of your stuff, and then it's like, okay, once the movers get the stuff in the apartment, you got to count all of the boxes to make sure you got all of your stuff. Then you got to try to locate the things that you need. Then you got to prioritize. Then you got to start putting stuff up and getting it out of the way. It is just, it is a bear, man. Moving is the absolute worst. It's the worst part of adulting. Right above paying taxes, like it is moving.
I did that this week. We both adulted this week. Yeah. I had to go get my taxes done this week.
Oh, my God.
I was sweating bullets. I wanted to throw up. I was like, aren't you taking stuff out of my paycheck? Aren't I getting taxed anytime I buy something? And now you want more?
Yeah, it's like payroll deduct for the taxes. And they're like, oh, you didn't pay enough. Like, what?
I was like, I'm just a girl. What do you want from me? I don't have this. Like, I do not have it what you expect. It is wild about that.
Like, don't you feel like you should get more for your money in taxes?
I was like, you should be paying me. I'm a great citizen. I volunteer. I do not litter. I am a good member of the community.
This is an interesting angle you just came up with. You believe you should be compensated for being a normal, nice person.
Yes. I am around people all the time that do not have spatial awareness. They do not care about others. They are not great functioning members of society.
Right.
They should. There should be some sort of social tax that you have to pay if you disrupt the flow of people's everyday lives. I do not do that. I mind my business. I look down. Like I said, I volunteer. I help others around me when needed. I am not a nuisance to society. That should be deducted on my taxes.
And what should your hourly rate be for that? Just out of curiosity, just for being nice?
Minimum wage is fine.
I don't know what that is these days.
Me either.
Okay, so let's call it $15 an hour. You believe you should be paid $15 an hour just for being nice.
I just
think, if you're mean in any way, shape, or form, can I deduct pay from you?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
So, and I don't think she's saying she's got to get paid. I think she's saying she gets a tax credit for
that's
that.
Right. I get a tax
credit. That's kind of getting paid, though. You're saving the money.
You're saving the money. Yeah.
Let me tell you. I understand the notion of taxes. I understand why it's important. I understand why it's a part of the way our civilization flows. But I leave this place where they want a big check for me, and I walk outside. There's bags of trash everywhere. There's rats. The subway's delayed. I'm like, where's all this money going? Can someone print me a receipt of what my taxes are doing to better my community? It's just very frustrating. I hate being an adult.
I can't figure it out either, Smalls. I've been trying to figure it out for the last 20 years. Like, what do I get for my tax money other than my vote? Like, it's not even like we get good roads in New York City.
Can I also out you on one other thing? And I don't want to get too personal on this. This is a temporary move.
Yes.
Which means
within the next year or two.
Within the next year, yeah.
We're going to sit here This man is going to have the exact same conversation he just had. And the level of frustration is going to be that much higher.
But here's how
this is an in-between move.
But here's how it's going to be different. So this is my fourth move in as many years, okay?
Oh, God.
So I've got another one coming down the pike next year. But here's what I'll say. This was the first time that my wife hired the movers.
Oh, you're not putting it on her, are you?
Yeah, I'm never letting her hire the movers again. Oh. This is never happening again. Mel, I know you're not listening to the show, but if you happen to hear this, I'm going to out you on this one, baby, because you're absolutely wrong. She hired the movers because some people at her old job said that they were good movers. So she went with...
And that's why it's her old job.
She went with Samo rather than Huff a Show. And I ended up paying the cost for it because she could not take off of work from her new job. So I was thereby forced to take off of work. Like that, it will never, ever happen again. And you know what? They suckered her in with the marketing, Ev. It was quote unquote white glove moving service. And I said, baby, do you understand what white glove moving service is? It ain't like these are going to be guys that show up looking like doormen. All right. It's going to look like the same movers that we've had in the past. Well, the last moving company, they broke some glasses and they broke some plates. I said, yeah, but guess what? We were moved in a matter of a couple of hours.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yep. I'm just trying to speed this thing. If we got to buy new plates and new cups, so be it.
You will sacrifice I'm okay with that.
What I'm not okay with is for a move to take 13 hours and still not be done.
Brutal.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Longer than a damn cricket match.
Give us something in adult life that is more annoying than moving. Give us anything in adult life that is more annoying and more frustrating than moving. I think losing your phone or your wallet's got to be up there. That's very annoying. Moving stinks, but losing your phone or your wallet is very frustrating.
Just
throwing that out as a possibility.
The part that's tough is just replacing your driver's license, but I don't carry a lot of cash on me. So, Like,
but you have credit cards. I guess you cancel.
Yeah, but I mean, cancel those. Credit card there, and two days later.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
You're unpacking and moving for weeks at a time. Like, yeah. Even once your stuff gets in your place, it takes a while to get settled.
It takes a while. It's a whole thing. But I mean, here's the deal. Like, the part that you know you're going to move, and then just having it looming over you.
Yes.
Like that's a different level of awful too.
I moved twice basically in the span of a couple of weeks, actually. I had to do multiple things, right? And I'm psychotic in this, and I don't know if you're this way. I had to unpack everything that day.
So really?
Oh, yeah, that day.
We are not similar.
No, I was like, that's it. Like, my wife's like, what are you doing? We live here now. You don't have to get it done by a deadline. I said, I do. I had to do everything that day. I cleared the entire house out. I said, everybody leave. I'm doing it myself.
You
should
have just hired Evan. I would have gotten the job done.
I would have done it.
Well, yeah. But the moving company, well, I don't know if you could have done it at all one day because they took an entire day to
move
stuff.
Well, no, but I could have unpacked for you. I'm very good organizer.
Well, here's the problem. You probably couldn't have unpacked because we don't have shelves or poles in our closet.
Oh,
so we have basically closet space with no upfits for the closets.
Sounds like you moved to a great place.
Well, it was supposed to be done, and it wasn't done. What do you want me to tell you?
So you're not getting the interim apartment bump.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Because this is your interim apartment.
Turns out the dryer didn't work when I got to the apartment, so I had to help the handyman fix that. Now, here's the thing. The in-unit washer dryer in New York City, that is New York City rich.
That is luxury.
There are a few things in New York. Like, New York City rich is if you have in-unit washer dryer.
And a dishwasher?
Yeah, a dishwasher.
You got a dishwasher?
I got a dishwasher. Oh. Exactly. Like,
you have none of these?
No, are you kidding?
Sorry.
Yeah, like, I live in a little tiny room.
Yeah, like if you have a car, you're New York City rich.
Oh, that is
if
luxury.
You have a car and you live in New York City, you are New York City rich.
You
no
are,
doubt about it.
You are living good in New
and
York
then
City.
And if you have a building that has a parking garage, that is a life hack. Life hack.
You got an elevator too?
Oh, of course.
Oh, you are set
multiple,
up.
Multiple.
You are set up.
Got plenty of elevators. The elevator comes
must
all.
Be nice.
Here's the thing: comes right up, and you walk off the elevator into the apartment.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute!
It's pretty.
No,
playa.
You were.
I'm all of a sudden not feeling so bad about your move.
He was so relatable. Every part of this story was relatable. From Chris Canty, 11-year NFL vet, 7-year ESPN teammate. Until that moment, just now, that you had everybody. You're like, wow, he's in it. You know, like the end of People magazine, it's there just like us?
Yeah.
He had a just like us for 10 minutes, but he couldn't make it to the 11th minute. He couldn't do it.
I even looked this up because when I moved, I remembered Googling this. Moving is one of the most stressful things you can do as an adult. The only thing that is on par with it is getting divorced. It's
oh boy,
yeah. That's how stressful.
Okay.
But that's why I was going to back CC up with the stats and say this is one of the most stressful things you can do.
I'd
as
rather
an adult.
Move.
Can I ask a question? How many moves had led to divorce?
Probably
like,
a
I'm
lot.
Here, like a
probably
a lot. Moving to,
that
how
one
many,
I ain't commenting on.
How many,
you're the
moves,
one who
how many moves have led to divorce?
Probably a lot.
I mean, I'm just saying, with the moving company that my wife hired, I can understand how it could happen.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
You're stressed out. Yeah. Everyone's on edge. You're trying to get settled. Yeah. Your life is disrupted. I can see how that goes.
888-SAY-ESPN. Yeah. Give us something more annoying.
I was cussing my wife out, too, because she was at work, and I was having to deal with the movers. I was cussing her out in my head.
I was going to say, you didn't do that out loud.
No, I know you know better than that.
Something in adult life that is more annoying than moving. 888-SAY-ESPN is your telephone number to be a part of the show. Tune into NBA action tonight. Nuggets and the Suns, presented by Indeed. We all tuned into the Lakers winning in double overtime.
Hello.
Coming back from 19 down yesterday against the Bucks. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So, is it official? Is it the last dance with one NFL team? We'll find out next. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We're going to get to your calls on things in adult life more stressful than moving, but last dance before a first dance. That is what our show has coined this here with the Dallas Cowboys this year. Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. Quote today at Progressive.com. So here's the latest with Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. NFL Network reported yesterday that the Cowboys and Dak, quote, have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, which is interesting because of the fact that he's on a one-year deal that makes him an unrestricted free agent after this year, which, as we know, in the NFL, things like this do not happen. They happen in baseball. They happen in basketball all the time. They never happen with a quarterback in his prime being an unrestricted free agent after this season. Adam Schefter, senior NFL insider, was on the Pat McAfee show and discussed Dak's contract situation with the Cowboys.
Going into the last year of his deal, he's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Jeez! Now, which would be a new NFL record.
So when you're going into the last year of contract, he now becomes the 2024-25 version of Kirk Cousins. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent on the open market.
So if he's not going to be extended, this may sound ridiculous, but here we go. Why is he on the Dallas Cowboys right now? Why do the Dallas Cowboys feel like this is the best usage of the money and the player at this time?
I don't know. That's a great question, because if you don't extend him, then there's the argument to be made to go ahead and move on from now in a quarterback-rich draft, have an opportunity to get the draft capital, to get up to get the guy that could be your future franchise quarterback, and by default, be able to extend your window by having a quarterback on a rookie deal, right? So if you have a starting quarterback that can give you above average quarterback play on a rookie contract, then you could allocate those cap dollars to other areas of your team, and it allows you to cushion the blow when it comes to the cap hit that you would have to incur by trading Dak Prescott. So to me, that just makes the most sense, but I don't get why Jerry Jones, if he hasn't extended Dak Prescott to this at this point, is sitting here saying that this team is all in. You're hedging on your quarterback. So that means by default, you are hedging on the season. You are not doing everything you can to lower Dak Prescott's cap number and continue to add players on this team in the twilight of this window that you have to compete for a title with this core of players. It just doesn't make any sense, Smalls.
It doesn't make any sense at all, which is why it leads me to believe that they will find a way to get the deal done, because if not, it is a big head scratcher. And the only other thing I could come up with is that they know that he's their best option at quarterback. He's a guy who's in the MVP conversation. You know you can get to the playoffs with him. And they are going to roll the dice on one last dance and see if the results in the postseason are going to be any different before they sign him to what is going to be a massive contract.
See, I'm inclined to believe you. And as we get closer to the season, the team gets a little more leverage because Dak has to incur the risk of injury by going out there and playing the games without guaranteed money beyond 2024. So I'm with you. Maybe fear will do the work of reason. As Mike Tannenbaum always says, the fear of Dak Prescott having another catastrophic injury can push him closer to where the Dallas Cowboys would be comfortable in terms of the number in guaranteed dollars and average annual value. But I guess my whole point is, if you're Jerry Jones, why are you trying to be penny wise and pound foolish? Right? I mean, saving a couple of million bucks a year on a Dak Prescott contract is not nearly as important as taking advantage of the core of players that you have when your payroll is upwards of $230 million, $240 million. Like, to me, it's about making sure you can maximize what you can get from this group of players. And the fact that you haven't gotten this extension done earlier in the offseason calendar, it limits your options in terms of what you can add to this team. And I just don't think that's the way the Dallas Cowboys should go, given where they're at with their roster construction and a lot of their core players getting ready to graduate out of this team's program.
And I also can't understand why, if they're playing a game of who blinks first, Jerry and the Cowboys think that they will win this one. Dak has bet on himself before. He's comfortable doing that and rolling the dice. If I'm Dak, I'm looking at Kirk Cousins. I'm like, I'm younger than him. I'm better than him. And he just is coming off a major injury, and he still got his money.
Yeah.
So whatever risk I'm going to incur, I know that I have put together enough of a body of work to show how valuable I am to a team that if the Cowboys don't want to give me what I'm commanding, another team will.
Well, I guess that's the point, right, Ev? Like, it's just, you know that Dak is going to get his money. So if you're Jerry Jones, make the decision. Dak just came off his best season as a pro. Second team All-Pro last year. There was only one quarterback that, you know, the AP thought was better, and that was Lamar Jackson. So the Dak Prescott was damn good last season. What other things do you need to see in order to justify a contract extension?
What's the mutual understanding? Right, NFL Network reports a mutual understanding between the two. What is that? That he's just going to hit free agency next year?
I guess that he's going to play out the string and we're going to see what happens this season. And that may well be the case. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that your team is going all in. What that means is you're taking.
No, it means you're going all out.
Yeah, you're taking a wait and see approach with Dak, and that's going to limit what you can do in terms of adding talent on this team.
And there's no reason to actually bring his cap number down anymore because it's increasing the dead cap hit in the future. The $95 million that Schefter said over the course of multiple years starts with the $40 million cap hit next year for him not to be on the team. Right, and so then when you start to look at this and you're thinking about, all right, well, where could he go? Is he going to be with the Cowboys? I keep going to number three in New England. Like, as a fan, I'll take Dak Prescott for the third pick in 2 seconds. I won't think twice about it. And if you're Dallas and if you're not going to extend him long term, if you get the third pick, sign Ryan Tannehill to be the bridge starter for part of the season, maybe everybody wins in that scenario. I don't know. Like, these are the hypotheticals that go through your mind when you hear they have a mutual understanding of his contract.
Okay, so I get why the Dallas Cowboys would do it under that scenario. Why would Dak Prescott do it?
Exactly.
And that's the point. Like, Dak Prescott holds all of the cards.
Because he has a no-trade.
He's got a full no-trade clause, and he's got a no-tag clause. So
is there anywhere he would go in your mind that they could trade him, and he'd say, you know what, all right, cool, I'll go there. Like, is there a team – like, in your mind, do you think he's made up, I'm playing for the Cowboys this year, and then next year I'll hit unrestricted free agency. Like, he cannot get traded in his
mind. A quarterback needy team that would be willing to fork over either or the top pick in this draft and another pick in – like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just sitting there thinking about the compensation that would have to go into it. Either you're giving up a top five pick or you're giving up multiple first-round draft picks for Dak Prescott because he's an all-pro quarterback and he's in his early 30s.
Minnesota,
I guess that would be one.
I'd be tempted if I'm him.
Yeah, you get to play with Justin Jefferson. You stay in the NFC. Possibly.
Less drama,
but a lower profile, too. You're not playing for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Like, if you're talking about the flagship franchises of the NFL, even though Minnesota has a long-storied history, they don't stand out as a flagship franchise, right?
Yeah, but I'm looking at Justin Jefferson, who's in commercials, and certainly it's not like his star is diminished in any way because he's playing there.
That's fair.
Here's the point. By entering into a season on a one-year contract, they've left all of these conversations open for discussion. We can have every one of these without being ridiculous or reckless.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing. The volume on these conversations only gets louder when we start playing games.
Right, that's right. Yeah. So the goal
should be to try to eliminate distractions, and yet you're inviting them. You got a lame duck coach seemingly poised to go into the season with a lame duck quarterback, and then all the speculation about what his future is going to hold.
Yeah, they're actually going all in on drama. That's what he meant. When we're saying we're going all in on as much drama as possible. There is no drama when you bring True Green over to your home because they're going to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank. True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. TrueGreen.com today. Go there and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guarantee. That's TrueGreen.com. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, CC has gone through moving hell. We're going to get your calls on that. Anything more frustrating in adult life than moving? But this Dak Prescott situation is obviously a big one right now. NFL Network reports that they have a mutual understanding of the contract. I threw out there the idea of, let's do the who says no's, Minnesota 11-23, New England 3. Like, these are the kind of conversations that we're going to have, and they're only going to heat up. So where do you go on the compensation part of it?
Well, that's the thing. We're workshopping this thing during a break, and just because Dak only has 1 year left on the contract and there's no recourse for the Cowboys in terms of retaining him, that compensation going back to the Cowboys in a hypothetical trade would be lessened, right? Because the more controllable years you have for the player, the greater the compensation is going to be. The less controllable years, the less the compensation is going to be. So if you're a team and you know the Dallas Cowboys have no way of being able to retain Dak beyond 2024, you don't have to offer up, you know, the going rate for a franchise quarterback, which would amount to 2 first-round draft picks. Like, that's what we saw in a Matt Stafford trade from Detroit to the Los Angeles Rams. So, in effect, you could potentially offer up a first-round pick, maybe a first and a third, and bring over Dak Prescott if the Dallas Cowboys have no chance of being able to resign him. So I think that's something that's out there in the ether, too. But, Smalls, the bigger issue with what we're spelling out when it comes to the relationship that Dak now has with the Cowboys is that the door is open for all of these possibilities, and everybody is going to be talking about them, including players in the locker room.
Oh, we're going to have more increased conversation around the Dallas Cowboys and the drama. I mean, of course. And I just also think about not only this hanging over Dak's head all season, but the teams and how there's already been situations where teammates and family members of teammates have come out and said things about Dak. And you always talk about how is the team supposed to believe in him and follow him if the actual team, the organization, has not committed to him long term.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's something that will permeate throughout the season.
Yeah, and maybe you don't see it as much with quarterbacks, but certainly with other position groups throughout a team, it gets to the point where guys start making business decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, if the organization is going to hedge, if they're saying, oh, well, we don't know whether or not we're going to pay the quarterback, we don't know. Like, guys will start looking out for self. Like, guys going into the final years of their contract, team leaders like on the Dallas Cowboys, like Tank Lawrence, like Zach Martin, guys that are going into the final year of their contract, I'm not saying that they're going to do it on a conscious level, but subconsciously you're like, man, like, I got to take care of myself because I don't know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to be. If they're not going to pay Dak Prescott, are they going to go into a full rebuild? Are they going to pay me what I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. They might not. And so I've got to start protecting my individual business interests as opposed to going all in and trying to, you know, see how good this football team can be in this given season and trying to win a title.
CJ in Virginia, listening on 94.1 in VA, has an idea of something maybe more stressful in adult life than moving.
Yeah, man. 3 points. First of all, good morning to you all.
Morning.
First time calling, so I'm appreciative of that. And then the second thing, I got three things about the unadulting. Number one, kids. I mean, kids will make the flux capacitor go off in your brain, make you think about all the times that you were this and that to your parents and make you think about yourself a little bit more. Whether that be good or bad, I don't know. That's up to you. Depends on your life. Number two, bills. And I'm not talking about all bills. I'm talking specifically certain bills you pay that have no effect positively on your credit score. I have no idea what that is about. But, I mean, you give out this money, and there's nothing good coming from it. You just take, take, take. That's my take on that. And then number three I have, fumigation. And excuse my verbiage on the show, but that is hell. That is literally hell. You got to, and it's sort of kind of borderline moving. You got to take all your stuff out. got to make sure all the cracks and seals are all done up and everything just to come back and put your stuff back in.
Yeah, there is something to that last one. And thanks for the phone call. I've never had this, but bed bugs, people say, is a nightmare.
Oh,
okay.
If you have bed bugs, to my knowledge, everything's got to go.
You everything get in rid the of house?
I think everything in the room that it's in has to go. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure there is something to that. Kids definitely can be stressful, but there's certainly more upside with children than there is moving. I'll tell you that much.
Right? Exactly.
Like, you're going through the stress to get the light at the end of the tunnel for their livelihood. So it's an odd comparison, but yes, having children and being a parent is definitely stressful.
But moving might be stressful for 2 days to a week. You have children for their entire lives.
Yes, but at some point you put it on them. It's like, now you're an adult. You got to do it.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody's close to doing it.
Well, no, not yet. I got a 10 and a 7-year-old. My 10-year-old would like me to not parent him and just he can play with video games all day. Josh in Tulsa listening on WWLI. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys? Hey, first off, the kid point, at least there's some reward with the kids.
Yeah, good way of saying it. Reward,
that's where I am with that. But seriously, like, go with me on this. Because we have to deal with it almost every day, bumper-to-bumper traffic drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, a road designed to get you from point A to point B as fast as possible, and you look over and the bike trail's passing you, I'm not okay with that at all.
That's a great one. My dad becomes a different person in traffic. And my dad grew up in the Bronx and Queens in New York, so you would think he's pretty used to traffic growing up in the city. He's a completely different person with traffic. The level of frustration is so great. I think he'd rather move than be in traffic. I really do. I can ask him, but I think he'd rather move than be in traffic. Now, my parents did move within the last couple of years. Horrible at it. I had to come in last minute and help. I was great. Yeah. But traffic
I was great, he says.
Oh, I was tremendous in helping them out with
that. Yeah, but when you're moving in traffic, that's a problem.
Well, that's what happened with you and the double whammy.
That's what happened with me the last couple of days. Oh. Like, you're moving, and then you got to deal with traffic, too.
That's why I don't think I could ever live in L.A., because of the traffic.
Yeah.
When I went there to visit once, I was going to our mutual friend George Sedano's house to watch football with he and his family. And I looked at the GPS and it said something like 30 minutes to get there. And it took 2.5 hours because of traffic. I was the first one to arrive because of traffic.
Oh my gosh.
I could not believe it. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, everybody, times are kind of fluid here because of traffic. I go, I could not endure this every day. There's no shot.
I love LA. Stop knocking LA. But yeah, there's a lot of traffic. Lee in Dallas on ESPN2. What's up, Lee?
So, hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Lee?
So, Lee, can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
So the two things for me is having to pay, like, toll road fees. I don't get that because, like, okay, they say that you pay taxes, and then I know in Texas it's supposed to be like, once you pay once it was completed, you have to pay no more. And then, another thing about my daughter is the toll roads and, what's the other one I had? Yeah, it's the toll roads, so. Oh, yeah, car registration. It's like, if I've already owned my car for like 5-6 years, why am I having to pay car registration every single year? It's like, it's my car. I'm not changing. So those to me is like stressing me out.
Yeah,
that's a great point. Life. The car registration one is a racket. It's an absolute racket.
Sticker?
Yeah, right?
You know what else just triggered
same
a memory
car,
here?
Man.
You said you had the TVs they were moving and mounting. Buying TVs for me? There was one day, I'm not kidding, I bought 5 TVs in one day because I broke 4 of them. I'm not kidding.
How'd you break 4?
I don't understand. I put them in the car. I flat screen TVs. I took them out of the box in my house and broke 4 of them.
And we're supposed to believe that you're good at moving?
No, I'm good at unpacking and organizing. I am not good at moving.
Well, you can't be great at unpacking if you broke the TV.
Well, outside of the TV.
Four TVs, Evan?
4, one day.
So were you out? Did they refund it every time?
Every time they traded it back for me.
Oh.
Every single time.
That's nice.
It was hell on earth.
After the second time you came in, I'm like, this one's on you, buddy.
No, I mean, they were nice enough to do this, but it was brutal. Josh in Huntsville, 97.7. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. I love the show. Two quick things. One, I do want to say, Smalls, I agree with you. Being nice goes a long ways. In Alabama, everybody holds doors for everybody. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. So I do agree with you there. Going,
but she wants
nice
to be
is,
paid for it, though.
Josh, don't you think we should get a tax deduction for being polite and nice members of society?
Hey, I'm with you 100%, Smalls, all
Thank
the way.
You, Josh.
And CC, as far as moving, I'm with you. It is hell on earth. However, Evan, I'm with you because losing your wallet, I gotta try to figure out 20 different websites that I got to find my password and log into so I can change my new debit card. And most of them I can get, but then you got those few things you forget and you got to wait till they cut it off. And you're like, oh, man, that's one of the ones I forgot. And then you got to go find out what your password is and update your debit card. Mm-hmm. So for me, losing your wallet, I'm with you all the way on that one, Evan. That's the deal breaker for me.
Well, you know what? You are a nice guy. You deserve tax credit. You said nice things about all three of us.
That's a great call.
Let's give him tax credit.
That's a great call, though. I didn't think about that. Like losing your wallet, when you cancel your credit cards, you also have to cancel your auto payments
for all, those
all of your bills, because all of your credit, because they're linked to your credit cards, your debit cards. So you've got to change all of those things.
I mean, if he's getting credit for all the nice things he says about you guys, I mean, I should be getting paid a lot more for all the nice things I say about you guys all the time.
By the way, just some advice, Nuno. Say them to us once in a while.
I do.
I think Nuno should be taxed more.
I agree. Completely agree. That
caller just made me realize, when I get home, I'm not kidding, I'm going to inventory what's in my wallet. I'm going to write everything down because I actually don't know what's in my wallet. Do you?
And by your wallet, do you mean a bunch of credit cards that you have
in a scrunchie
wrapped together with a scrunchie?
Yeah. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Not a wallet.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Whose Super Bowl party would you like to attend? Who would you let babysit your kids?
We're just going to play with matches, run with scissors.
Or, oh yeah, who would you enjoy some pumpkin pie with? It's another edition of the ESPN Personality Draft on Unsportsmanlike.
Yes, we do it each and every Wednesday at this time, the ESPN Personality Draft. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little bit of a twist because the entire draft board has been reopened.
Let's go!
So what we have done previously is that every single ESPN personality, once one of the three of us picks that personality, they are then eliminated from us being able to pick them the next week. We are now opening back up for everybody to be picked. And with Major League Baseball opening day for most of the teams this week, because we did see, of course, the Seoul series happen, opening up this week, we are doing the top three ESPN personalities you'd like to go to opening day with. Smalls, kick us off.
The first person that I'm going to pick that I want to go to opening day with is someone who loves baseball probably more than anyone else on planet Earth. He is an historian of the game, and I know that if he sits down next to me, we are going to have a great time and I'm going to learn something, and that is Tim Kirkjian. He is my number one overall pick to go to opening day with. It doesn't matter which team's out there, Timmy K is going to make me laugh and he's going to teach me something about the team and about the game.
That's a great pick. I'm going to take a similar logic. I'm going with somebody that really loves the game. This person probably loves the game of baseball more than any non-baseball analyst that we have at this company. Hmm. And that is our very own Hembo, Paul Hembakidis.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He is a huge baseball fan, a Phillies fan. Like, listen, I know that he's going to give me some facts and information that I didn't ask for. But he is going to be passionate about watching the game of baseball. And here's the thing. I know I'm going to get educated along with the experience of watching the game. So Hembo would be my first pick off the board to watch a baseball game.
I would leave it there after the top of the first.
Wow.
Oh, God. It'd be
you don't
so
like Hembo?
I love Hembo. That's
exactly.
why I'm saying that.
Wow.
I thought that was a great pick.
That's a great
pick. All right.
This guy vacations at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. God loves baseball.
Loves baseball.
Why would you go to a baseball game with somebody that didn't love baseball?
Especially opening day?
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Don't ruin my vibe.
We're doing snake draft, right? I get two. So my two picks have nothing to do with baseball at all. My two first picks have to do with who am I going to sit there with and laugh the entire time and have fun with based on previous laughing times with them, fun times with them.
Previous laughing times?
Previous laughing times. Previous well laughing said. Time. Well said. My first two picks. Easy. Tim Legler and Kimberly Martin. Legs and Kmart. If I have legs on one side and Kmart on the other side, we're going to smile and laugh. One side, I'm going to talk about boy bands.
Yep.
The other side, I'm going to talk about movies. America's analyst, Tim Legler. I'll be a happy camper.
Nice. Nice.
Legs and Kmart.
Nice. I like that one. Okay, so for my second pick on who I want to go to opening day with, you can bet the farm on this guy because he's always reliable and he's always going to have the scoop on what's going on with these teams. And that is Robert Stanberry Olney III, also known as Buster Olney.
Buster!
How could you not, what it is right now, how could you not love Buster Olney? If you don't like Buster Olney, that
he's
says
great.
More about you than it does about him. He is the best. And the thing I love about Buster is he can chime in on all sports, not just baseball. So he's going to draw parallels from what we're seeing on opening day to other teams, whether good or bad, across other sports. I love that about Buster Olney. Give me him, my second person from ESPN that I would want to go to opening day with.
So CC is basically going to opening day with the Baseball Tonight podcast available on the ESPN app because Buster and Hembo do that together a lot of times. Smalls, you're second and third.
Okay, so the whole board is open, so I can pick someone I've picked before, right? Just to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm because I've already picked this person, and I am thrilled that we have reopened the pool for this specific draft because if I'm watching baseball with anybody, Joe Buck is in the mix.
Oh, God, what a pick.
Nice. Joe Buck,
what a pick.
Who grew up around the game. Obviously, his father, Jack Buck, was the voice of my St. Louis Cardinals for many years. Joe following in his footsteps. He's called countless World Series, is very ingratiated into the game, and is a hilarious guy. So I have to have Joe Buck in the mix for opening day.
That is a hell of a pick.
Nice.
Well, you're going to love my last pick, too. I'm picking another person who loves baseball and who is going to bring the entertainment factor. One of my favorite things in life, a great joy in my life, is when I go to baseball games with my dad and he crunches peanuts with his big bear paw hands and screams, "For God's sake," at the Cardinals rotation. I need somebody that's going to bring that energy.
You need a "For God's sake" guy?
I need a "For God's sake" guy. Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Rounds out the top three. He's going to give me an "Oh, for God's sake" at something in the game.
He definitely will do that.
So that rounds out my top three. We have Tim Kirkchen, Joe Buck, and Mad Dog.
That's a good crew.
Very nice.
Well done.
Very good crew. Okay, so for my last pick for who I want to go to opening day with, now Nuno knows this, I'm a Yankees fan. So who better to go to opening day with than the voice of the Yankees? Give me Michael Kay from the Michael Kay Show on 987 ESPN in New York. Also, he does the play-by-play for the New York Yankees on the YES Network. There it goes! See ya! Trademark infringement. But I got to do it because that's the case to Michael Kay, fellow Bronx native. I got to roll with him as the third person that I would want to go to opening day with.
He was on my big board. Great pick.
Yeah.
All right, my third pick is someone that the three of us got to know recently, and I was so impressed by this person. She's an inspiration, SportsCenter anchor, Victoria Arlen.
Mm. Yeah.
She came in and hung with us a few weeks ago. Or when was that? Last week?
Last week.
They're running together, huh? Well, yesterday I was seeing fishermen on the pier that weren't there. Today I'm now not remembering dates. Are you remembering a previous laughing time
with Victoria Arlen?
Yes. Whenever it was the last time she was here, a previous laughing time. I'm like a 12-year-old. Not even. I'm like a 2-year-old, basically. A laughing time, mommy. Victoria Arlen. So I got Victoria Arlen, Kimberly Martin, and Legs, CC.
I've got Hembo, Buster Olney, and Michael K.
And I have Tim Kirkchin, Joe Buck, and Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
And there you go. There are our three people that we would go to opening day with. Now, what's interesting about both of yours is who would then be calling these games? Because if you guys are going with all of these announcers, we don't have many announcers left to call. That you took all the baseball announcers at baseball opening day.
Well, Carl Ravitch is still there.
That's right. Yeah. Ravi is there. Yeah, that's a good one.
Buck doesn't call baseball.
He doesn't call baseball anymore.
All right.
In my perfect scenario, we are at Cardinals opening day at Busch Stadium, and we will say that that's not maybe a nationally televised game, and we'll leave it to the great crew at Bally Sports Midwest, Chip Carey, Brad Thompson, Alexa Datt. They've got it handled, so I can have all the broadcasters with me.
All right. We go to Vegas East, a.k.a. the Charmed Watch Party, every single day. How did we do on this, guys?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask us if we had any suggestions, because I was going to say Stephen A., because that box would be awesome.
That's true.
That's true.
Legends Club, Yankee Stadium.
Although you know he's going to embarrass himself with the first pitch.
Yeah. No Jeff Passan.
Oh, he'd be
he
funny.
He was on the big
he's
board.
He's very funny.
He was on the big yeah. board.
Anybody else that we missed?
I mean, there's a lot of people.
Were you guys even listening or were you watching Charmed? What's the Charmed episode that's on right now, Pat?
I haven't been paying attention, actually.
To Charmed.
To the show or to Charmed?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Got it. Right. Yeah. There you go. The Charmed Watch Party, a.k.a. Vegas East. I think all three of us had pretty good lists today. I think we did a good job.
So we should let the listeners and the audience power rank our lists.
It's out there, right? Rob will put it out there at Unsports ESPN. Who had the best list?
Yeah, exactly.
Which crew would you want to go to opening day with?
I mean, no disrespect to your crews. I think mine is elite.
Your crew is pretty tough.
Your crew is elite. I'd want to go
for
with
baseball
your crew.
Opening day.
Yeah,
I think
pretty,
I nailed
that's
this
strong.
One.
I would
strong.
Not want to go with CC's because Hembo's in there, so I couldn't do that. Wow. That would be rough. Wow. I don't need to be told how wide I am by Hembo, which is his new move.
Whoa.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.